Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Logan Shannon, filling in for Virginia Prescott. Purchasing tiny teacup pigs as pets spiked after Paris Hilton was photographed with one in 2009, and surged more recently after a pig named Glitzy was introduced on the reality show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
This is a new member of our family. His name is Glitzy. I think Alana's gonna love him. We got Glitzy from a place called Posh Pig, and they pretty up their pig before sending them off with painted toenails and all.
If you didn't catch that, and yes, it does require subtitles, Glitzy was purchased at Posh Pigs as a gift to little Alana, the pint-sized beauty queen who couldn't take care of the little guy and had to give it back to the breeder. That is one fate for these petite porkers, but another issue is that these tiny pigs get big, really big, like Great Dane size, and then their owners give them up. Jake Swearingen wrote a cautionary article for Modern Farmer with the warning, never buy a teacup pig, and Virginia spoke with him about it.
So what is the appeal of the micro pig, also called pocket pig or teacup pigs?
Sure. They're also known as Juliana pigs. Sometimes you'll see them listed as. The appeal is pretty simple. I think if you've ever seen a picture of one, a baby piglet is incredibly adorable. It's small. There are pictures of them actually fitting within teacups. And I think the idea of just having this incredibly small, adorable pet that in pictures at least seems like it would be, you know, maybe about the size of a kitten, a small house cat at best.
Are they an actual breed, the teacup or Juliana pig, or is it just a piglet?
So the teacup pig is just sort of what sellers use to call them, but there is a breed called the miniature Vietnamese potbelly pig that a lot of these teacup pigs that are sold are based on. There's a few other breeds, but that's the main one. The idea being what the sellers will tell you is that these are pigs that were bred and they won't get any bigger than about 30 pounds or so.
So what does happen? Do they get bigger than 30 pounds?
Oh, yeah. According to the veterinarians I talked to, sort of, you know, 130, 140 is really sort of, if you're very lucky, that's where they'll be at. And they can get easily up to 300 or 400 pounds. So, you know, at that point, it's not even bigger than a person. It's, you know, bigger than a couple of people. You know, this happens over the course of 2 or 3 years. You're going to have not something that fits in a teacup, but something that probably can't fit in your bathtub.
Wow. So what if you feed them, as recommended by these teacup breeders, a quarter cup of food a day? That's all it takes.
Well, I guess two things happen. First of all, you are being incredibly cruel because you'll be starving this pig. A quarter cup will keep your pig small because you will be the malnutrition will essentially keep the pig from being unable to grow. But the other thing that will happen is while you basically won't allow the pig's musculature to grow, its skeleton will continue to grow. And you will very quickly have a very angry and upset pig because it is very hungry. Its body is continuing to grow. It doesn't really have the nutrition to support that. And so basically you're going to have a shrieking pig in your home.
That's terrible. Well, you did speak with a woman, a rescuer of abandoned micro pigs. Her business is called Vegas Pig Pets. Is she doing that in the city of Las Vegas?
Yeah, she is. You know, one of the things that happened when sort of miniature pigs took off, or just the idea of having pigs as pets in general, you know, beyond Paris Hilton and Honey Boo Boo, I don't know if you remember, George Clooney was somewhat famous for having a pot-bellied pig that he kept in his house. As these pigs became pets, they became really popular, particularly among people that lived in more suburban areas or, you know, people that have a little bit of space and thought, well, I can have a dog. Why couldn't I have a pig? What happens, though, is that, you know, dogs have been domesticated and dogs have basically, you know, over tens of thousands of years have learned to live with humans and cats to a lesser degree. Pigs, really, we've only kept pigs as food primarily. And pigs are not really set up to live with us comfortably, especially in the sort of, you know, environs of a small home. So what happens is people think that they can get a pig. It'll basically be a, you know, cute, smart dog. And instead what they have is an animal that evolutionary-wise is a prey animal, so it views most things as predator or threat. It is going to grow very large. Males can get aggressive, and so people have to give them up. Mm-hmm. And that's where the organizations like this Vegas organization comes into play.
So what does she do? She tries to place them, what, out in the country or in new homes or what?
Exactly. She tries to place them in new homes. She tries to place them on farms. She takes care of many herself, but you know, talking to her and looking at other rescue organizations, the sad fact is that there's just a lot more pigs than there are homes that want them.
Although she does say that she can't really blame people. You know, they think they're getting a Chihuahua and it grows into a German Shepherd, which doesn't work in a lot of places, and puts the blame squarely on the breeders. Now, who does sell them and how much do they cost?
I tried to talk to a few of them. Most of them were obviously very reluctant to talk to me. They are very fly-by-night operations. You'll find, you know, if you start Googling, you'll find them on the internet relatively quickly. They can go from anywhere to about $750 to, I saw some that were going up for about $3,500.
Wow.
So yeah, they're expensive, and they will all basically make the same promise that, you know, the pig will not get any bigger than 30 pounds. Some will promise, you know, as low as like 12 pounds, which is really ridiculous. From everything that I could tell and everything that experts told me, it's an extremely unethical business. You know, you are not only doing something extremely cruel to an animal, you're also sort of, you're duping people. You're scamming them, essentially.
And any action against breeders at this point and warnings other than yours?
You know, lots of sort of humane society people have come out repeatedly. You will find plenty of veterinarians, plenty of people that come out and basically say the same thing that I did in my article, which is don't buy them. But as far as I could tell, I never saw anyone prosecuted for it. I never saw anybody really get taken to task. You know, what does seem to happen is, you know, some of the places that I was already looking at that were selling pigs have already gone out of business. So it's also entirely possible that they went out of business and just started up under a new name.
Well, Jake Swearingen, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Virginia Prescott there speaking with Jake Swearingen about his article for Modern Farmer, Never Buy a Teacup Pig. You'll find a link to read it on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.